Anthropic locks in multi-billion-dollar cloud computing pact with Akamai. Anthropic has signed the largest publicly disclosed compute contract in its history, a $1.8 billion deal with Akamai Technologies to meet surging demand for its Claude AI models, Bloomberg News reported on May 8, 2026. The agreement confirms what institutional investors have suspected for months: frontier AI labs are now the most consequential customers in the cloud infrastructure market, and the companies that win their contracts move markets instantly. Akamai's stock tells the whole story. Shares rose 25% on Thursday after the company disclosed a long-term cloud partnership with an unnamed frontier model provider in its earnings statement. By Friday regular trading, the stock had climbed to $149.05, up approximately 28%, after Bloomberg identified Anthropic as the counterparty. That two-day move added billions to Akamai's market capitalization on the back of a single contract. Neither Akamai nor Anthropic commented publicly on the arrangement. CEO Tom Leighton told Reuters that Akamai is positioned to secure access to all necessary components, including CPUs and GPUs, even as component prices have risen. That statement carries weight in a market where GPU allocation has functioned as a strategic bottleneck. Leighton's confidence signals that Akamai has made supply chain commitments commensurate with the scale of the Anthropic contract. The implications extend well beyond two companies and one deal. Frontier AI labs are now deploying capital at a pace that reshapes the valuation logic for any infrastructure business that can credibly serve them. The Akamai Anthropic contract is the clearest evidence yet that distributed edge and cloud providers, not just hyperscalers, are capturing a share of this spending cycle. Anthropic builds a multi-vendor compute stack simultaneously. The Akamai deal did not arrive in isolation. On Wednesday, May 7, Anthropic disclosed a separate agreement to tap computing resources from Elon Musk's SpaceX, specifically the Colossus data center in Memphis, Tennessee. That arrangement represents a notable geopolitical shift. SpaceX and Anthropic had previously maintained distance, and the partnership signals a pragmatic rapprochement driven by compute scarcity rather than ideology. Two major infrastructure deals in 48 hours points to a deliberate strategy. Anthropic is not betting on a single vendor. It is building a distributed compute stack across multiple providers simultaneously, which reduces concentration risk, increases negotiating leverage over any single supplier, and ensures redundancy as model serving demand scale. This is the architecture decision of a company preparing for sustained, high-volume inference workloads, not exploratory research compute. The SpaceX connection also introduces a longer horizon variable. SpaceX's planned Terafab chip fabrication facility in Austin, Texas carries a disclosed investment of at least $55 billion, with a potential total cost of up to $119 billion across all phases, according to a public hearing notice filed in Grimes County, Texas. Intel has signed on to help design and build the facility. If Terafab reaches production scale, it would give SpaceX, and by extension its data center customers, access to domestically produced AI chips outside the TSMC NVIDIA supply chain. Anthropic's early relationship with SpaceX's compute infrastructure positions it as a potential anchor customer for that future capacity. Akamai's earnings signal a business model inflection. The financial context around the Akamai deal deserves scrutiny. Akamai guided for second quarter revenue of between $1.08 billion and $1.10 billion, compared with analyst consensus estimates of $1.10 billion, according to data compiled by LSEG. That guidance came in at the low end of expectations. Without the Anthropic contract, the market reaction to those numbers would likely have been negative. The 28% stock move on a guidance miss illustrates a valuation re-rating that is happening across infrastructure companies aligned with AI demand. Markets are discounting forward revenue streams from AI contracts at a premium to legacy content delivery and cybersecurity revenue, because AI inference workloads are sticky, growing, and less commoditized than traditional CDN traffic. The $1.8 billion contract value, spread across a long-term arrangement, represents a revenue stream that could materially alter Akamai's growth trajectory if the company executes on delivery. The $1.8 billion Anthropic contract, measured against Akamai's midpoint Q2 revenue guidance of $1.09 billion, represents roughly 1.65 times one quarter's revenue in total contract value. That ratio illustrates why a single AI infrastructure deal can trigger a fundamental reassessment of a company's long-term earnings power. Tariff uncertainty sharpens the domestic supply argument. The macro backdrop for this deal is not neutral. On May 8, 2026, the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled 2-1 that Donald Trump's 10% global tariff, imposed under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974, was illegal. Chief Judge Mark A. Barnett and Judge Claire Kelly found the statutory basis insufficient. Trump indicated he would pursue tariff objectives under other authorities. For AI infrastructure investors, the tariff ruling cuts in two directions. Short-term, invalidated tariffs on imported components reduce input cost pressure for companies like Akamai that are sourcing CPUs and GPUs at scale. Layton's comment about component price increases was made against a backdrop of tariff-driven uncertainty. A partial rollback of import duties eases that pressure. Longer term, persistent tariff risk on semiconductor imports accelerates the investment logic for domestic chip manufacturing projects like SpaceX's TerraFab. If TSMC-manufactured chips face recurring tariff exposure, the economic case for a Texas-based facility strengthens with each court ruling and executive order. Anthropic's multi-vendor compute strategy may be partly a hedge against exactly this policy uncertainty. What private equity and infrastructure capital should underwrite? The Akamai deal establishes a pricing benchmark for AI compute contracts that infrastructure investors cannot ignore. A single frontier AI lab signed a $1.8 billion agreement with a provider that is not AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud. That fact alone dismantles the assumption that hyperscalers will capture all AI infrastructure spend. Caption: Key data points from the Anthropic Akamai deal and the broader AI infrastructure buildout, May 2026. For private equity capital deployed in edge computing, colocation, and managed cloud, the read-through is direct. Any infrastructure business with network density, GPU access, and an enterprise sales motion capable of reaching AI labs is now a credible acquisition or partnership target. The discount rate applied to AI-linked revenue contracts should reflect their durability, not their novelty. The competitive dynamic also matters. Akamai winning a $1.8 billion Anthropic contract puts direct pressure on AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud to demonstrate that their pricing and flexibility can match what a mid-tier provider offered. That competitive tension benefits buyers of compute, including Anthropic itself. The Plaquemines view the market is reading the Akamai-Anthropic deal as a win for one infrastructure company. Plaquemines reads it as the opening of a structural fracture in the hyperscaler dominance thesis. Frontier AI labs are not loyal to any single cloud provider. They are loyal to compute availability, latency performance, and cost per token at scale. The fact that Anthropic signed two major infrastructure deals in 48 hours, one with Akamai and one with SpaceX, while maintaining existing relationships with AWS and Google Cloud, signals that the company treats compute sourcing as a procurement function, not a strategic partnership. That is a profoundly different dynamic than the one that characterized enterprise cloud adoption between 2015 and 2022, when switching costs and ecosystem lock-in funneled spending to a small number of platforms. AI inference at scale creates a buyer's market for compute, because the workloads are portable and the labs have enough capital to run multi-vendor architectures. Our thesis: the next 18 months will see at least three additional non-hyperscaler infrastructure companies announce nine-figure or larger AI lab contracts. The addressable market for distributed AI compute infrastructure is large enough to support multiple winners, and the labs have both the financial capacity and the strategic incentive to diversify their supply chains. Akamai is the first visible data point. It will not be the last. The SpaceX TerraFab investment adds a second layer to this thesis. If domestic chip manufacturing at scale becomes viable in Austin by the end of the decade, it fundamentally alters the cost structure and supply security for any AI infrastructure provider that can access that output. Anthropic's early positioning with SpaceX's Memphis data center is a real option on that future capacity. The tariff environment reinforces both arguments. Legal uncertainty around import duties on semiconductors raises the premium on supply chain diversification and domestic manufacturing. Infrastructure investors who underwrite the diversification trend now, before TerraFab's production schedule is de-risked, will capture the valuation upside that comes when the thesis becomes consensus. The bottom line: Anthropic's $1.8 billion contract with Akamai is not a story about one cloud deal. It is a data point confirming that frontier AI labs are dismantling hyperscaler dependency in real time, signing multi-billion dollar contracts across distributed infrastructure providers simultaneously while building optionality into a future dominated by domestic chip production. For institutional capital, the implication is clear: the infrastructure spending cycle tied to AI inference is broad enough, and the buyer base motivated enough, to create durable returns across edge compute, distributed data centers, and domestic semiconductor manufacturing. Position accordingly, before the second Akamai scale announcement confirms what this one already signals.